This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An RTD light rail train in Aurora derailed this afternoon. Aurora police say several people were injured. An image from the police department shows significant damage to the side of a train car. Buses will carry passengers between stations till tracks are cleared. The cause of the derailment is unknown. CDOT says it has enough money to expand Interstate 25 near Longmont. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
For years, CDOT has been slowly adding new toll lanes on I-25, north from the Denver Metro and south from Fort Collins. But there's still one section near Longmont that's remained at two lanes. A new analysis now shows there will be enough toll revenue to pay for an expansion that adds a lane in both directions there. Business groups are cheering the move, though environmentalists warn that more highway expansions will make it harder for the state to meet its climate goals. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Today is the day black women have earned, on average, what a white man made for the same work in 2021. Lauren Young Castile from the Women's Foundation of Colorado says a 2021 state law is helping reduce the pay disparity for women, particularly people of color. One reason? Employers have to put pay ranges in job postings.
The job seeker has an opportunity to figure out what their incomes might be, and the employers have the opportunity to really be competitive.
The law also restricts asking pay history to help prevent employees from getting underpaid when they switch jobs. Right now in Denver, it's 51 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.